Yellow Vests, Nearly 300 Investigations into Police Violence Opened. By Chris Tomlinson on August 6, 2019. Authorities are investigating 288 cases of police violence towards Gilitschuan Yellow Vest protesters, according to statements from the Inspectorate General of the National Police, IPGN. The incidents under investigation date all the way back to the beginning of the Yellow Vest movement in November 2018. With the Director of the Inspectorate General of the National Police Brigitte Julian stating that the majority have already been handed to prosecutors, Le Figaro reports. We have 288 cases since the beginning of the mobilization, 142 of which have already been returned to the prosecutor. To this, we must add about 150 administrative inquiries that are going to be, or have been, opened, Julian said. Julian also advised against using the term police violence, saying, in fact, the investigations are open because of a presumption of illegitimate use of force, because third parties, and they have every right to do so, have complained to denounce what they consider to be disproportionate. Since the beginning of the Yellow Vest movement, the issue of violence directed at protesters by police has been debated as more and more protesters have suffered injuries, some of them life-changing. Many have criticized the use of flashball rounds by riot police during the weekly demonstrations, which have been blamed for some of the worst injuries, including lost eyes and hands. In January of this year, doctors claimed that the injuries sustained during the protests were unprecedented, with emergency room physician Dr. Christoph Prodhem stating, I have been working in this sector since the 1980s and this is the first time I have seen so many serious injuries during a social movement. In March, French President Emmanuel Macron defended police actions during the protests and dismissed the victims of police violence, saying they were people who attacked police and caused general havoc. As such, the best way to avoid these uses in these cases is to avoid having people who consider that a Saturday afternoon is for smashing windows, institutions, or attacking the police force, he said. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.